T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, Kiss. How do you keep track of your passwords?
Hi. It's probably not a good idea, but I make the same password for everything.
Oh. The dark web loves you.
They're like, easy.
You are client number one. Do you have a lot of money in your account? We can't.
So no, that, I'm broke. So okay. They can take my $5 all they want.
Perfect. 644-9850. We want to know how you keep track of your passwords. So that one password that you have, is it something obvious? Is it a funny saying? What is it?
You're asking me?
No, I'm asking her.
Oh, her.
No, oh, she's not there anymore.
Yeah, she hung.
Oh, I wanted her to tell. I wanted to know, like, if it was a weird name. Hi, Kiss.
Hi, this is Emily.
Emily, how do you keep track of your passwords?
So I'm one of those people who uses the Notes app, but I always forget my passwords, too. So you said you have a lot of apps. You mm-hmm. can Touch ID instead of a password.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but yesterday when I was making pesto and I got olive oil on my thumbs, I could not get my thing to open up my phone.
You can add more than one finger too to Touch ID.
She's got very big hands.
I do not.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Have
you ever met Janet in person?
Stop it, you guys. That is not nice at all.
Like, I'm embarrassed.
I'm being bullied. I am being bullied right now, and I have pretty hands.
They can be pretty enlarged.
Oh, my God.
Jan, go on the web. I'm sure you'll find a group of people that love large-handed ladies. I mean, clearly you have already.
Wow. Emily.
Yes.
Will you be my friend? Because I don't have any, apparently, anymore. I guess I don't. So, yeah.
Out of my big hands, Jan.
Thank you for calling.
Kind of have a secret crush on your hands.
Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
Hi. How do you keep track of your passwords?
Well, I have a address book.
Wow.
Oh.
Like a paper one? Oh. What?
You mean like a real book?
You just put it in your address book, and it's pretty easy. If you want
love that for
Verizon.
Oh, that's not bad.
What would you use to put the numbers and letters into your
book?
Like, how do you type them in?
What do you mean?
Like, no, just you handwrite them.
With your hand?
Yes, I handwrite them.
What?
And I put them in pencil, because a lot of times when you go on the site, they want you to change it again. Mm. So I make sure I put them in
pencil. Janet's left-handed.
For you.
Wait, I don't even know what I would do, because, like, how does that book not go everywhere with you?
Well, it doesn't. It's just for...
Just for home.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many passwords would you say you have in that book if you had to just take a guess?
That's a good question.
Oh, I don't know. About maybe 20.
All right. That's reasonable. Wow. I think most people have 20 passwords. That's a lot of stuff to remember.
Paper and writing. I'm like, wait, what kind of how do we even get pencils?
Hot tub time machine. Right.
Yeah, you can get 20 for a dollar.
I like
right
it,
now.
Though. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
I use the old-fashioned phone book.
This is, like, so blowing my mind. Like a paper one?
Like a paper one.
Oh, that's so cool. What color is it?
It's black.
Does it say, like, the black book?
It has three rings, actually. It's small, little. It's a little black book, yeah.
Is that a Filofax that you have?
No. No, wait, not that old.
What other? No, you're young.
No, you're
what
young.
Other,
don't know.
What other kind of information is in this black book of yours?
Ooh, good question.
Well, phone number. So I keep, the name of whatever. So the company.
Highlighted memory of that person.
And then a phone number, and then
do you put little stars by their name?
Attributes, all of their assets.
She does. She puts stars by the name. That's fantastic.
I do the exact same thing.
You're
with special
to put
memories.
Out of business?
Hi, Kiss 98.5.
I have them all done by names in number sequence.
Oh, that's
all right,
good.
Give me an example.
Without giving it away.
So if you look at your keypad on your phone, I would say John and spell it out in numbers.
Oh, nice.
Hold up.
I
got you.
I so don't get this.
So Remember back in the day, Jan, when you would dial a number and it would be like the letters mean numbers on an old phone keypad?
Oh, yeah. My mom, so my sit-do used to be TR6 in Kenmore. That's how my mom would say her number.
So you write out a name alphanumerically from your keypad on your phone. Is that right, John?
Correct.
All right.
How do I know what the
John,
letters
John, you're a little ahead
smarter
than me. I don't think I could do that.
Oh, yeah. They still have it. Even on an iPhone, they still have the letters. That's cool. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. We're asking the question, how do you keep track of your passwords?
Yeah, so I'm one of those guys who just has like one password, like one mega password, but it has like different renditions for different apps just in case they like require different complexities. So like when I first made it, it was like a regular email password and it was just like numbers. But then I couldn't use that on different websites. They would be like, oh, that's not strong enough. So I would like little by little add different things. So now it's like the same password, but just like different versions of it. Like sometimes it has like extra numbers. Sometimes it has like little phrases. Sometimes like I have to like sing a little jingle along with it when I type it.
You sing so, like, a little jingle? I love you. This is amazing. And you know what? Your world of passwords sounds so much more fun than mine.
Yeah. Which one do you capitalize? Do you capitalize always the first letter or do you sometimes capitalize the last one? Because that's a tricky thing you can do.
So whenever I add a new thing into the sequence, I capitalize the first letter.
Okay.
That's solid. I feel like a little less when they tell me my password isn't strong enough.
Oh, it's the biggest diss in the world. I'm like, strong enough for me. I'm not a safe cracker.
Right.
Grief, I just came up with a little phrase here. I thought it worked pretty good.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi. So I have an app that's downloaded, and it keeps track of all of my passwords. I can transfer it from Google Drive to my iPhone cloud, back and forth, easy to access.
Good. Now, aren't you afraid that you have all of these passwords in one place?
No, because it's secure. I have to use my fingerprint or a password to log into it.
Who owns that app? Who started it? What country? Do you know? I mean,
not sure.
Exactly. Not sure is absolutely right, but they had maybe a 4-star rating, 4.5-star rating,
yes,
and it was
And
it said
free. That's
totally secure.
Very secure.
Picture of a lock.
Yeah.
A password and an app.
Makes me feel safe.
Yeah, totally. You back that? I will guarantee that goes back to some Eastern Bloc nation.
Right? Hi, Kiss 98.5. How do you keep track of your passwords?
I use adult words.
You use adult words?
Well, please no
naughty
examples on the air.
We're good.
Naughty, but that must make it fun. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How do you keep track of your passwords?
You know, I just have one password that I've used since I was like 10 years old. And
perfect.
I just remember that. And sometimes I use my notes if something's got to be different, like a pin or something like that, you know?
Well, like, I'll give you an example. At work here, we have to change our passwords like every 3 months, something like that. So my password can never stay the same. So I just keep adding numbers.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Go through the whole number wheel.
Jan, they say that is a very bad idea.
Is that a bad idea?
Because once they get one, then they will try variations and just add a number because it's a very predictable thing to do what you just explained. So the hack world loves you.
What about using like your favorite Bills players numbers?
Yeah, you could do that. I just got to get one. I like Josh Allen. No, I'm excited to see what he does tonight. 7 o'clock in Carolina. That'll be fun. Yeah, you have to think of something like the funniest thing, you guys. So you know that one password without saying it.
Yeah.
I gave you the tip on coming up with an awesome password, and
so
it's worked.
Nick helps me come up with this password of a memory. And so it's a great memory, but it's a memory. And so it's been my password for the longest time until I had to share that password with, let's say, somebody else. And then the question comes up,
why would you share that password?
Because I had to.
What is wrong with you?
I know.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, you're bad.
I know. So now I changed it again.
Oh.
Isn't that terrible?
Please, when she forgets hers for something, she goes, can I have yours? I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Well, yeah, I know. Half of my life is...
Give me yours.
It's pathetic. Like, half of everything I have...
It would have been better just to throw the phone in the water.
I know. I should have done that.
I don't know what the password is. This is garbage to me.
I don't know. The phone just exploded.
Oh, my God.
I know. So
please, do you have my HR password? No.
I know. I don't. I literally am so bad
with it. If you work in an office, cubicle world, medical billing office, I'm pretty sure you all know each other's passwords because you probably share them.
Hi, Kiss. How do you keep track of your passwords?
In an Excel spreadsheet with all my bills.
Old school. Wow.
I love it. Nice. You're organized.
Yeah.
And so you can just pull it up whenever you need it?
Yes. And then I just update it when I have to.
Okay, I like that. Very organized.
Do a PowerPoint and send it to me.
Wow, I bet all of her bills are paid on time. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi. So I have a Google Doc that I keep on my phone, and then I make it private so that no one else can see it, and that when I need to update it, I can.
Gotcha. Wait, I have a question about Google Docs. When you put information in, does it always just automatically save it?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. So and even if, like, my phone dies, then, like, I can just have that password still.
It's in the cloud, okay. And China will give you your information when you need it.
Exactly. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How do you keep track of your passwords?
I use the season and the year, so you're never going to have to repeat it because every year has a summer.
Fall.
Yeah.
Now,
so
do
I
you
use the season and then the year.
But do you use the official fall, winter, summer dates?
Oh, yeah. Like on September 22nd, will you switch your passwords, or how does that work?
Well, like whenever, because your accounts are always going to update a different.
That's
so
right.
Whatever season it is at that moment, that's the season that I use.
Mm-hmm.
So you would put football season 19.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Awesome. Good idea. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How do you keep track of your passwords?
Well, I'm pretty old, so I'm pretty old school. I have a little journal and alphabetical order, and I write everything in there with a pen or a pencil. I know you've got to find one.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, and I have that coded. So when I kick the bucket, I've put a list, I've locked up a list so my children will know what all my passwords mean.
You are adorable.
You know, I should tell my mom when I
you
see her this
write
weekend.
Stuff
oh, yeah,
down.
You should tell your mom that. She'd love to hear that. Hey, Mom, here's an idea. Is there any other secrets in there?
I'm not telling because then it wouldn't be a secret anymore.
Ooh, oh, that's true.
That's good.
So in your world, what is old?
I'm 76.
Well, that's young.
Yeah.
Today, that's young.
Well, I agree. But, mm-hmm. And the other thing I did, and I just thought of this here a while ago because I have so many passwords.
Uh-huh.
And I take it a sentence that means something to me, and I use the first letter of each word. And it says, absolutely makes no sense, string of letters, and no one else would know what it means. So really could have almost one password for everything.
Oh, that's
you
cool.
Can take, you can take, Jan, here's one I've heard, is either write out that whole sentence that you like or phrase or whatever, but you can also take your favorite song, take the first letter of every word in the lyric, and then that would...
I heard you say that someone does that, yeah.
Yeah, that's very helpful.
That's a great idea. You know, I give you credit. At 60, or 76, you said you are, the technology you've had to live through...
Some people just give up.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. I mean, when you think about where you started when you were a child to going through, you had to be introduced to everything.
Yeah, you know, when I got a computer early on, and I pushed my boss at work to get computers.
Uh-huh. Isn't that funny?
They were kind of resistant.
Same.
You know?
Yeah. We went through the same thing.
It was a bad thing, because then it takes so much time to put stuff in the computer.
Exactly. True. Listen, I believe what you put out to the universe here, so keep telling the universe you are nice and young, okay?
I am.
Okay, good. Nice to talk to you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Landon.
How do you keep track of your passwords?
I just write them on a sticky note and put them on a bulletin board.
Good.
Okay, so you keep, and that was, you know what, on a post-it note, written list near my computer, that was the third top way of people keeping track of their passwords. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Matt.
Hi, Matt. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. How do you keep track of your passwords?
So, I take a different Taylor Swift song if I love this song.
So you do?
The most important password that I have to use, I'll use my favorite Taylor Swift song. And then in descending order, I go to my next favorite, my next favorite, my next favorite.
That's exactly what I do. And I mentioned that at the beginning, is that you take any Taylor Swift song. I usually put 13 on the end because I'm a huge Swiftie. And then boom.
But where are you putting the song Lover? Because that's got to be at the top of your list now.
It's going to be a new one.
Well, this is what's messing me up. Now I have to redo everything.
Yeah,
you are. This is what you'll do
capital
this weekend.
L.
L. O-V-E-R.
Exclamation point.
_ T-S. It's amazing. 13. Hey, thanks there for calling. Appreciate it. Have a good Friday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.